FetchReforProject.org. Online chat support. January 8th, 2022. Let's chat. Line of underscores counselor. Hi, welcome to Trevor Chat. My name is Ash Dash. What's going on? Line of underscores me. Hi, counselor Dash. My name is James Martin Driscoll. Line of underscores me. Hi there, Ash Dash. Line of underscores me. Can you take the time to read the full text that I submitted, please? Dash, or I will resubmit it here. Line of underscores me. Maybe I should make it visible anyway. Line of underscores me. Group of underscores. Dash. Line of underscores me. First off, I need to clarify this. We provide information and support to LGBTQ. Young people 24/7, all year round. Group of underscores. I am a gay man who has been out since I was 18. I did not have the unusual gay youth-based difficulties accepting my homosexuality. That is not what I am needing support for. I am trapped in my childhood home in my awful hometown of San Bernardino, California. I became HIV infected with a AIDS symptomatic condition upon my first HIV POZ test, September 1999. At the time, I was living in Oakland, California. It became difficult to navigate work and this disease at the time, so I applied and have been on SD with a sustainably more income than most of my peers. Currently, my income level is over $1,800 a month. As you might be aware, all that is required to qualify for HOPWA housing is to be HIV positive. In August 2000, I set a path of housing options that I do extremely do regret. I became homeless in August/September of 2002. This is when I had a stay at the homeless shelter known as the YOCP, East Oakland Community Project. The shelter situation drastically affected my HIV status. My HIV levels spiked to above high infectious levels dash plus 2,800. This is for a sheltered residency stay of just about 40 days. Some of the other odd/IV population there had been staying in the shelter for more than 14 months. Everything about my life as digital footprints, dash journal, dash and various other social media histories, dash I am an open book, dash and for the next part of this. This open book principle has found itself to be back burning me up into today. I am not sure exactly what I can do. My first placement in HIV residency was at Allen Temple Manor, at the corner of 76th and International Boulevard. I should have never set forth into a course of holding my housing attached to my HIV disease. In February of 2005, in an email is when I wrote the phrase "fucked up humans" in a poetic work addressed to a person with who I had begun to associate for about 6-8 months prior. He was acting strange, and I noticed a trend that this off-the-marked effect was happening around me in the peer group that I would call the Oakland or HIV community. A maladjusted cultural that I noticed, recognized the patternation of abnormal to what is basic human nature. This is where we get into something quite remarkable to the time period. In May of 2005, I went on to Urban Dictionary and placed the definitions to the site for real up human and fucked up human and the joining definition of humans that defines these what is a logical scale of negative zero and positive trust. A trust ladder. In June, I registered the internet domains realuphuman.net and fuckuphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary pound sign patapo not binding, spelled fukedhuman.net. Dash in the association to what I noticed was this maladjusted cultural effect that I noticed was negatively affecting me and into the community. The main internet domain site that much of this chaos was disturbing encountered was on AdamForAdam.com. What I was encountering was before the cyber-bullying laws were enacted. I hit into a very dark set of backburn that was very, very rough, basically calling me to commit suicide, etc. Skipping forward, I will bypass much of the next years to realize that back in June of 2005 when defined these in our cyber-world, what I was actually placing a marker on was that I was being targeted-cyber-bullied, cyber-stalked, cyber-irised, and actually cyber-hacked. This all before the cyber-bullying laws were available to stop it. I still cannot stop it. What is now actually placed onto the National Institutes of Health in actual research published findings as of April of 2020, this very dark side of mental abuse has a cultural identity known as gang stalking. I am a targeted individual of gang stalking for more than 16 plus years, and there are absolutely no resources out here to assist. Crisis text line failed, National Suicide Prevention Hotline fails, police fail, FBI fail, everyone fails, and I am on my very 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 last rung trying to find a remedy and resolution for this, all alone. Group of underscores, why does all of society ignore me or worse yet block me across all of civil society and social media? A presentation, Sue's email to the FBI. This has a spoken voice narrative audio media interface. I must and it should not be restricted from my ability to share this across any and all civil society communications. I do not see why you all cannot actually receive me properly according to my universal basic human rights, specifically Article 19. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net/fbi/gov/-div00/run-a-muck-hate-infection-humanity-compromised.html. Would an entire civil society ignore or worse block me for no reason across all social media? An individual reaching out with his attempt to get resolve for #HIV untreatable. Why the silence? Hate sympathizing fucked up human piggies. Audio, group of underscores. Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. Group of equals signs. You two will say what you cannot do instead of helping me. Watch, that will be your first response. No help from this support chat line. Watch, that will be the outcome. Right. Like this box, the text is too long, right? Violation of something, I am a violation of something to block me from someone standing on my side of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. What am I supposed to do? Line of underscores me, links are valid in this chat tool, that reflects that your side should consider using the links - rights. Line of underscores me, the link has a photo of my left foot, - Line of underscores me, this is a very serious situation, I am in crisis dealing with this all by myself. Line of underscores me, I am dying, seriously, human no longer breathing, dying dead. From HIV, not had doctor care since March of 2019. Line of underscores me, note, this chat, Ctrl-S, saved at this point. Line of underscores me, hello. Line of underscores counselor, hi James- there is a lot to process here. I am still reading your chat discussion. Can you give me a couple of moments? Line of underscores me, sure. Line of underscores me, LL bump # active every so often. Line of underscores counselor, I'm surprised you were able to get through, since Trevor Text, Trevor Kit, and Lifeline are US-based services. I want to let you know that if you are located internationally, we will have to block you from future conversations. We can work together during this conversation, and I am here to listen if you would like to provide any additional details about your location for me so that I can help you to find local support. Line_me, I am located in San Bernardino, California. Line_counselor, I am looking for some resources that I can share with you just a moment. Line_me, my telephone number landline is 909-882-8759, my mom will answer. Line_me, my name is James Martin Driscoll. Line_me, a QM on open book. Line_me, my address is 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California, 92405. Line_counselor, thanks for waiting, James, and for reaching out. How old are you? Line_me, I am 56. Line_me, now you are going to cut me off because of my age, right. Line_me, crisis text line, failed, they called me a prank. Line_me, video https://www.iotube.com/watch?me=xd83rtugmh4, recorded a year ago. Line_me, golden star in a death spiral. A blood room will be my final breath and resting place. #bloodroom 101, goodbye 40 views January 7th, 2021, 0 dislike share save James Driscoll 11 subscribers. I'm in a motel room in a state of regression, progression to regression to eventually starvation and death. That is because absolutely no social services available to my reach to help me picks that include mental health care from the San Bernardino Department of Behavioral Health. I've asked for services for 3 years to help me. I feel the need to therapeutically put into a treatment plan the recovery of what's called gang stalking. There's no option available once you mention that word. All services of terminating doctor care, everything away from me. I'm a targeted individual of gang stalking. Talking and that is a doom and gloom and demise and cruelty that nobody wants to live, but I have lived. I'm in this room with the barriers on the door to prevent anybody from coming in if they forced entry again for the second time. Stab myself in the neck. I've already stabbed myself in the left neck, which caused a bloody mess in here, and that is status of this room. Nobody has come to help. They've posted two numbers on the window, the management company, the National Suicide Prevention Line, and then the crisis team, San Bernardino County Crisis Team. Like a line, I called both of them. The first one is the National Suicide Prevention Line. I'm not suicidal. I'm trying to save my life from extreme conditions of forevermore games talking to the end of my life. I don't survive that for pride to survive that by fixing that. The second number they give me is the crisis number for Timbuero County. 2 weeks ago already tried to tell them everything I did with this was not targeted individual within the system itself, that they will not provide services. The only conclusion to this is for the other side. It's a really want me dead. Nobody will believe me, but I've said it true. They, the social services of the San Bernardino County, who is in charge of the San Bernardino Police Department, the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, and including the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office, they all have interfered with my rights to bring forward a story cast of reality to find a resolution, so I am no longer a targeted individual of gang stalking. The only conclusive put into a frame of reference analysis reality that puts this into a rational conclusion is day what me absolutely not breathing dead. Line_me, serious, help me, please. Line_counselor, I'm glad you reached out. We primarily serve youth up to age 24, so we might not be the best resource for you. I would be happy to connect you with some resources that might be more useful. Line of underscores counselor, if this is an emergency dash James, please reach out to 911. Line of underscores me, please, dash and would you please forward this chat content upward to a manager or supervisor for their involvement to find me help, dash that 9. Line of underscores me, 911 does not help, watch the video dash. Line of underscores me, I have evidence documented, as a targeted individual of gang stalking, dash 911 services have a bias by the police department, they ignore it. I will provide you an Amazon book description that has this detailed in the published form, dash the governors of gang stalking. Line of underscores me, https://www.amazon.com/governors-gangstalking-richard-lighthouse-books/07my3zqsw. Line of underscores me, the governors of gang stalking Kindle edition by Richard Lighthouse, author format. Kindle edition 3.3 out of 5 stars 7 ratings. See all formats and editions. Kindle 99 cents read with our free app Rev3A. This short book describes the leaders of the gang stalking program against targeted individuals in the United States. Their names are David J. Glaw and Brian J. Murphy. I was able to track down these two criminals due to the brave efforts of police whistleblowers. During 2018, there were three police whistleblowers that stated the fusion centers were being used as gang stalking control stations. The Intelligence and Analysis Office of DHS provides funding, training, free software, database and contact lists, and some of the key personnel for the fusion centers in the United States. I and office coordinates between the fusion centers and works with the emergency 911 call centers in the United States to block and redirect the emergency calls of targeted individuals. Many targeted individuals have experienced what happens when making a 911 emergency call and no ambulance arrives, or police arrive and mock you. The chat has ended. Dash. What did I do wrong to cause such a abrupt cut and run? SWAT, shoo fly don't bother me, dash again. Crying, dash to tears. You all have no care. You all haters. Fuck you all haters. I am going to die. Deal with the truth you all civil society. What the fuck is wrong with you all? I did absolutely nothing wrong. Why do you all hate me? Why do you all just SWAT, shoo fly don't bother me, and lose your sensibility to what you are doing? You all are driving a wedge of irrational behavior. Between me, you all don't care, I just go ahead and commit suicide.